Greetings to our listeners. This is Paige Estritori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. On this clear and bright Friday, July 19th, 2024, we delve into the bubbling cauldron of financial services news. Starting in the world of insurance, a significant expansion brings together HCF, the reputable nonprofit health fund, and global heavyweight Allianz. Earlier services confined to travel insurance have grown to blanket home and motor insurance products. The strategic shift was driven by a survey revealing a whopping 95% of HCF members aged 25 and older champion affordable insurance. Step into the new era where flexible home insurance options and comprehensive motor insurance offer peace of mind without hurting your pocket. HCF continues its exciting journey, keeping close to 1.94 million members company. Our next scoop routes us to the elegant banks of the River ANZ, preparing to finalize its mega acquisition of Suncorp's banking division. With the ink set to dry on August 1st, a $4.9 billion deal seals itself, powered by the recent amendment to Queensland's legislative framework, coined the State Financial Institutions and Metway Merger Amendment Bill. This hurdle-free advancement brings under ANZ's wing approximately 3,000 employees and 1.2 million valued customers, spelling a significant growth play on ANZ's chessboard in the banking sector. When it comes to the realms of superannuation and money management, our eyes turn to Spirit Super, artful performer within the $30 billion assets under management scene. A change of guard sees them shift paths to JP Morgan for secure custody and refined fund administration services. If you've been watching CareSuper, you'll see a pattern as both head towards a merger expected to wrap up by the curtains of year 2024. With JP Morgan's impressive repertoire boasting over $1 trillion in assets under custody, this strategic switch seems to pack a punch for efficient asset management. Finally, our sails drift into the turbulent waters of legislative transparency. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, APRA for those in the know, faces scrutiny by the persistent Australian Greens over financial ties between industry superfunds and their trade union counterparts. Senator Barbara Pocock of South Australia emerges at the forefront, demanding a detailed account of APRA's efforts and expenditures. This sandstorm follows earlier queries by NSW Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg and has stirred some considerable tension. It seems, on the Australian financial scene, there is a rising tide of demand for more accountability. And there we have it, folks, the latest twists and turns in Australian finance. Tune in tomorrow for your Delos of all things financial services. From all of us here at Financial Services Online, have a great day. For more details, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until then, this is Paige Estritori, signing off. Stay safe and stay informed.